Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
When legacy automation starts impacting visibility and downtime, it may be time to consider modernization. Graybar's automation specialists work alongside your team to help you identify risks and map out realistic upgrade paths without unnecessary disruptions. Get started with a free health check of your operations and see what's possible. Yep, Graybar does that.
Welcome into the Full Time Report here on 92.9 The Game. Madison Cruz here. Joined with me in the Kia Studios is John Nelson. Abe Gordon is getting ready for a marathon right now, so we're taking the reins here. But we have the chance to talk about this matchup, Atlanta United falling 2-0 to the San Jose Earthquakes. And I think for me, looking at this matchup, I think I echo a lot of what Mike and Jason said, too, when they were wrapping up. It's we wanted to see a progression. We wanted to see a build. We wanted to see more from what we got in that Cincinnati match, more of that. But we didn't get that. If anything, it did kind of feel like a regression a little bit. And there's one area that I think for me, I think there's some question marks. And I think it does come from that attack. Where is it going to come from? Because I think defensively, I'm not that worried about it, but I think you got to start to find something, I think, from the attack. But just, I think, general over thoughts right now is you wanted to see a progression, and you didn't see that today.
Looking at the numbers quickly, and I'm going to try and multitask here. You see, as you look at me here in the Kia Studios, what do you see?
What do you mean? Oh, yes. So for those of you who don't know, we'll paint the picture for you. John has not only his headset on to be able to hear everything that I'm saying here in the studio, he also has his, by the way, corded Apple headphones in his ears, too, listening into post-game for Tata Martino and everything else for Atlanta United. So it's did you like the picture that I painted there?
Yes. Waiting for that to happen.
Listen, what
so
can I say?
We'll keep an eye on all of that. But, you know, just a quick look at the numbers on the night. And, you know, there were those focal points that you were looking for improvements for offensively from the Cincinnati match. Big chances, 5-1. Total shots, 11-8. But once again, big chances, 5-1 on that return there. And I'm going to put something in the hopper for later. 28 fouls called in the match by Ricardo Fierro.
Yeah.
And it's a 2-1 margin, 19-9 called to Atlanta in this match. Like I said, it is not. I'm not making any kind of comparison or leading one aspect to the other. I'm just putting it off to the side. Once again, as a byproduct of this match that was like fingernails on a chalkboard with me.
Yeah.
So, but the biggest thing is that you were not aggressive enough offensively. You know, we keep talking about protagonista. You were not that. And for that to be the way that Tata Martino is looking, to be that protagonista, it was not there tonight. It needs to be there, and it needs to get there quickly with this run of home matches coming up.
I think before we get into everything else, let's take a look at the stats, and we'll go and go through that. Atlanta led in possession with about 55%, and then you had San Jose – with around 50.
Yeah, well, 50-ish? 50 would be 55, 45, yeah.
Yeah, around that. And Atlanta led in possession, but it didn't feel like in the sense of the control elements. Look at shots. San Jose led 13-8. Then you had shots on target, 6-1. I think for me, when you look at those, it paints the picture. I mean, you look at the big chances that San Jose had, 6 of them. Atlanta only had 1. I think it, again, goes to show with what we need to see continue to be improved on and continue to be worked on is that attack going forward. And I think for me, that does start with being better with the ball. I think Tata talked about it this week and being better in the buildup. That's going to be key for this team, is this buildup play. We need to see every single line be involved in that buildup. It comes from the back. It comes from the back with Hoyos. It comes with that back line. It comes with that midfield. It comes with that attack up top. You have to see every piece come together. And at moments, it just felt like it kind of fell. It fell a lot of the times. And I think you have to be a little bit better with the ball at your feet in those situations, because there were a couple of times where it felt like you had a string and then San Jose was able to take it and turn the other direction.
Yeah, and you saw, I still think that two matches in, you're still trying to get your relationships squared away when it comes to weighted passes. We saw that obviously the turnover that created the first opportunity for San Jose from Hoyos to Cooper Sanchez, and there was too much weight on the pass. It rockets past Cooper, turns into a transition opportunity for Ricketts, and you end up with, you know, a goal getting on the board. So I still think that you're still trying to figure out, okay, how does individual X want the ball coming from me in this? Because yes, you can do everything at the training ground that's humanly possible, but then when you get to game state and trying to figure out how things are with pressure and all these other variables coming at you, I still think those relationships are still trying to be figured out, at least coming out of the back from Hoyos.
And even too, I mean, let's talk about another added a piece to this too that I think is really important. It's going to be for Atlanta United down the stretch. It's Alexi Maranchuk. I think he was able to be checked in for 30 minutes, and I did think you saw a little bit of improvement, especially with some of those connections building, I think, from the midfield and then trying to get to the attack too. And I think Alexi's key to that. And again, Jason talked about it too, and I want to say it too to kind of clear the record as well. We haven't seen Alexi play with this team since Lexington. He's been injured since those two preseason games, and he's still recovering from that injury, too. It's not going to be expected for him to just step on in and start in the match when he's still trying to get back into fitness with this. So you're slowly trying to work him in and get there. He got 30 minutes today. It's going to be a step-by-step, too. But, you know, he's ready to go. It's just a matter of getting him more acclimated to the match. You don't want to throw him into the wolves.
No, and you get him for 15 to 20. Then you get him for 30. Then you're looking for that gradual progression.
You don't want to make an injury worse.
No, and you don't want to sit there and try to rush anything, because then you could set something back. And one of your number one point guard is basically lost to you when you try to rush something. And so progression important for Alexi, relationships and understanding all of the pieces around him and how they will fit. You can do that when you're at 90 minutes, but once again, you're having to kind of hop in on the fly and understand context when you're trying to get your yes. passing squared away.
Mm-hmm. And we'll go ahead and send this out too. Let's go ahead and give man of the match. And we both were talking about it, and I think we both know who it's going to be. But I'm gonna leave the floor to you, John, and I'm gonna let you tell everyone who is our man of the match.
I believe our man of the match is Tomas Jakob.
Tomas Jakob, I think he's been such a really fun addition to the squad. I think he's just so dynamic. His versatility is what stands out to me. But also, like Jason did mention, he does have long legs. So when the ball kind of seems like it's getting away from him, he's able just to immediately reach it. And you're like, oh, everything's fine. But even his recovery runs is what stands out to me the most, too. I mean, how many times have we seen him be in the attack, and then immediately when that ball gets turned over, he is racing back to the defensive third to come back and clean it up. So, yeah, Tomas Jakob is your man of the match, and that puts his total in the overall standings to 2.
Yep, defensive contributions for Jakob on the evening, 10, 4 of 6 tackles won in those opportunities, 4 clearances, 1 recovery on the night, 9 of 12 on his ground duels, 9 of 13 in the overall, and so, once again, that's just your defensive numbers with Tomas Jakob. And then we saw him, you know, once again, jumping into the play and being the the catalyst in the midfield. 75 touches on the night, and it was a 1-for-3 on the dribble, fouled twice, and his total carrying distance on the night on 14 carries, a little over 110 meters. In his passing numbers, just quickly, I'm trying to see if there was anything that stood out. 43 of 48 passing at 90%. In the opposition half, 20 of 23 and 87% for Tomas Jacob on both sides of the ball tonight for Atlanta United.
Tomas Jacob, your man of the match for Atlanta United, falling 2-0 to San Jose. We have a lot more to talk about on the other side, so make sure you are staying with us. This is the Full Time Report on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At California Closets, we design for the little things. Take this moment of a family getting ready to leave the house.
Where's my backpack?
Mom, I need my cleats.
My wallet was right here.
If I trip over these shoes one more time.
And now, the California Closets version of that moment. Entryway and home storage solutions by designers who get you. California Closets. More room for what matters.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Welcome back into the full-time report here on 92.9 The Game. Madison Cruz alongside John Nelson, wrapping everything up for you as Atlanta United falls 2-0 to the San Jose Earthquakes. John, as we take a look at everything that you saw in this matchup, I think when we look at everything moving ahead to next week, when we look at the attack, what are some things you need to see from the team to hopefully get a better result heading into next week?
Be aggressive. Go forward in the play. And once again, this goes back to everything that we've been discussing involving what Tata Martino is looking for them to do. Be aggressive. It's not passing backward to try to go forward. It is going forward, engaging into the play. Remember what he told Cooper, what Tata told Cooper Sanchez after his first match against Cincinnati. You know, I'm paraphrasing, but basically, you did great, but I need you to be more engaged. I need you to be more of the protagonist. Get into the play. Don't, you know, be aggressive in these kinds of things. I think a lot of the time there were opportunities there, but not taken advantage of by Atlanta United. Instead of trying to, you were keeping possession by working it backward instead of pushing everything forward to put San Jose on their heels. And that's what you ended up with here.
Well, let's go ahead and recap everything that happened in this matchup. It all starts at the 24th minute when Lucas Hoyos was sending a ball to Cooper Sanchez. It was a bit overhit, which allowed for Jamar Ricketts to intercept it. And then from a header, Preston Judd was able to make it 1-0 for San Jose.
No San Jose players around him. Now Judd approaches, so Hoyos mishits his pass for Cooper Sanchez. It's stolen by Ricketts, who comes down the left channel into the box. Here's his cross for Judd. Header, score. That all started with a distribution error by Lucas Hoyos, and San Jose converts to make it 1-0.
Then in the 79th minute, San Jose was able to find the 2-0 lead thanks to their new arrival in Timo Werner, was able to come off the bench and with a beautiful assist was able to find Buda in the box to make it 2-0.
He sends it down the right, sends it down right wing to Kukanovic. And now it's driven into the run of Werner in a 1v1 with Mahai. Werner with a cross, put in for an own goal. Sent into the goal mouth and put in for an own goal by Jakob. And San Jose has got the 2-0 lead. They might give the final touch to Buda, who was right there. But San Jose takes the 2-0 lead in the 79th minute.
Highlights brought to you by Scana. For over 20 years, Scana Energy has made it easy for Georgians to receive the best natural gas rates and excellent customer service. Call 877-467-2262 and sign up today. John, I think when you look at this matchup as a whole, I think we talked about this idea of progression, of getting this team moving forward and finding those moments. I do want to highlight, I think, some elements in the second half, too. You saw a little bit more of, I think, some improvement in the sense. You saw those substitutions come in. You saw Tristan Mwemba check in. You saw Alexi Maranchu come in.
Pedro Amador out of position,
having to play in that midfield slot, too. I felt like they regained a little bit of that, but it's still, I think, connecting those dots in the attack is where it's missing. I think I want to go back to something that Jason said at the end of the first half that I think stuck out to me. And it's something that I even echoed in the keys, too. It's about building trust, I think, with this team. And that's something I think with this style and what Tata Martino wants this identity of this team to be, especially with being a protagonist, too. I think it is about having trust that one of your guys is going to be back there to cover you when you're going forward. It's actually interesting in talking to Atlanta United 2 head coach Jose Silva about it. You know, it was talking about, I asked him what that identity means to him, especially since you're going to see a similar style from that second team as well. It is about, you know, having that trust in your other teammates that you are, that there is going to be someone that's going to back you. It's going to be back you to hold things down, to cover things up as when you go forward and vice versa. It's about having that trust. And it kind of felt like in the first half that it kind of felt disjointed at times.
So I'm listening to both you and Tata at the same time. So if there's a bit of a delay, I apologize. To update you, Jason is asking Tata at the moment what his thoughts were. And Tata says, if I focus on the second half, that's the path to take. In the second half, you started to see what you were looking for. And if I were to look at the match, I would choose that approach. And so now the follow-up questions are going. And that's the thing. It's like you saw those pieces, and you're trying to find a different way to face the game. Sorry, I'm live translating here. I'm listening to Justin and trying to answer things from both you and listen to Justin simultaneously here.
It's multitasking is what you're doing.
Yeah, trying to anyway. But no, there were some combinations that were there. And I think that do you go with those combinations? Once again, you got to see Cooper Sanchez once again getting minutes, waiting for the return of Alexi Maranchuk. And a couple of different pieces that were there. Now, do you take that second half, take that empirical information from the second half, apply it to practice this week? Does that mean that folks like Amador and Mwemba and Maranchuk, they may have the push forward? Would they be viewed sooner as those folks that you may start? Would they have the higher grade that you work from going forward? So we'll see.
Yeah, I think, too, it's, you know, I think it's that movement. It's the movement I think you want to see get a little bit better. It's the passing you want to see, I think, be a little bit more accurate and more concise. And I think more decisive, I think, is the better word for it, is decisive in those moments. Because it felt like at times you were almost overthinking a little bit and you were almost second guessing yourself and a little too hesitant in choosing where you were going to go. And you get stuck in your head in those situations. That doesn't allow you to be confident when you have the ball. That doesn't allow you to be a protagonist because you're thinking about the consequences.
Right.
And when you go into the second half, you kind of have it a little bit lifted, but it's still there. And I think you have to get past that if you're going to try to be fully bought into this style and what this team wants to be. And that is a protagonist on the field.
And I think that sometimes for an athlete, when they want to make that good impression, when they want to try and accomplish what the coach is asking for them to do, you're almost afraid to make a mistake.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if that's where we are in some of these spots, but you want to succeed so badly that when you do something and it ends up not being the right thing, does it hurt the collective? And so you're kind of in the thought pattern of not doing that again. So you opt for safety instead of opting to be aggressive in those situations. Forget it, put it off to the side, learn from it, and get back to what you're supposed to be doing instead of overthinking it and going, no, what happened last time? I don't know if I should go there. I think I'm going to pull it back so we can be safe. I don't think you have a coach that wants to be safe right now. He wants you to be aggressive to get points on the board.
It's something that was echoed, I think, a lot last season. I think it still rings true here, too. It's just about risk. I think it's being dare to play, dare to step up, dare to make those moments. And I think there's risk and reward all the time. I think you have to balance that sometimes. It's kind of like what we were talking about with the second goal. We were here listening in on the studio when that happened. You know, it's one where you get caught in those moments on the counter. It's transition.
Yeah.
That's going to happen in matches. That's going to happen when you are playing that high of a line. You're going to get caught. Now, in the past, when you look at a team like Inter Miami, when Tata Martino was in charge there, that happened a couple times, but Miami responded on the other end by finding goals too.
Because they were confident in
exactly.
who they were.
Exactly. Because there's an element of risk there, but there's also an element of reward. You're having a lot of risk, but you have to believe that you're going to get rewarded at the end of that.
And sometimes that's the hardest thing to push
Absolutely,
through.
Yeah. Absolutely. Listen, you overthink. You sit there and you think, okay.
And you're frozen.
If I make this moment, if I do this, this could happen. But if I don't do that, then maybe it goes back and then they're able to break away on this transition. You have to be able to weigh the options quickly, but also have faith and trust in yourself and in your teammates that this is going to work out, that you're going to be able to get back in time, that you're going to be able to make this work. And I think that also does come, I think, with building that trust and building that cohesion within the group. And again, I mean, Tata said it, they've only been training together for 50 days. And I think especially without having Alexi Maranchuk back in fully being able to start that process and connecting some of those dots too, I think that's what you're seeing right now. And I think it's that almost just hesitation in some moments because you're still building that trust. And that does need to improve. That needs to get better, especially as you look ahead to next week, which is something we'll talk about as we get further on in the post-game show. We'll be right back here on the Full-Time Report. Coming up next, we will have some more quotes from the podium and hopefully a player as well joining to
John can read his handwriting.
From PayPal Park. But we will be right back here on 92.9 The Game. This is the Full-Time Report on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's key.
...able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
Data centers don't wait, and neither should your supply chain. From power and connectivity to racks and critical power, Graybar brings the products and the experience data centers need now. And with deep inventory and logistics expertise, we keep projects moving from first delivery to final install. With hundreds of locations and a nationwide delivery fleet, we help you bring facilities online on time and on budget. Yep, Graybar does that.
T-Mobile has an exclusive bundle for customers 55 and up.
I'm Sarah Bowl.
Yeah, I'm Frank Bowl.
A reliable network is key for us. And with T-Mobile, it's been wonderful. And going to the 55 plus plan saved us so much money.
A lot. And that's important.
Trying to keep costs down at home.
Internet's been perfect.
It's fast, it's quick.
The setup was so easy, it took less than 15 minutes.
It was like, If you want simplicity, coverage, reliability, you want the whole package, T-Mobile has it.
Right now, T-Mobile customers 55 and up can get two phone lines on America's best network, plus America's fastest 5G home internet for just $30 each.
$30 per month each line with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Minimum age 55. Pricing for home internet rely on two lines of Essentials Choice 55. $35 connection charge per line required. Best mobile network and fastest 5G home internet based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data 2H 2025. All rights reserved.
Hi, I'm Steph, and I work at United Healthcare. When I think about United Healthcare's members, I think of my own family. My niece was diagnosed with an ultra-rare genetic disorder. I know how hard it is for families. At United Healthcare, we can make it easier.
I'm Brian. I care because I know what it's like to not speak the language. It's not easy. Health insurance is complicated. I would say our job is to make everything easy for our UHC members. I work for United Healthcare. I'm committed to care.
Welcome back in to the Full Time Report here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. The SDH crew's taken over the studio today. Myself, Madison Cruz, and John Nelson here taking you through and wrapping things up as Atlanta United 2 falls 2-0 to San Jose. As we were talking in the break, I think it's, again, one of the biggest things heading into everything else, and we are going to go ahead and send it back to PayPal Park because Juan Berrocal is talking to the media as we speak, so we'll send it back down there. We will not actually. We'll stay here for a second. We'll keep yapping away over here as well. We'll keep yapping here.
So then, yes.
Well, we'll keep yapping here because
we'll
you actually
up in here. Yes.
Well, because you actually were listening in to Tata Martino,
right?
And you listened to a little bit of what he had to say about the matchup. So, what were some of your biggest takeaways from listening?
The biggest
to that?
Thing was for me at the tail, and the question came up just about the start of the match. And Tata said, and I'm trying to read my handwriting and I'm trying to paraphrase at the same time, so I apologize for this. Tata said, I don't have an explanation for the start. I think it's one thing to be brave and play poorly. We spoke about it at the half and we'll work on it again this week. Yep. And so I thought that was key.
Yeah, I agree. I think especially, I like that too. It's one thing to be brave and to play poorly. I think, listen, again, it's all about risk.
If you risk and you try and it doesn't work, then nothing should stop you in the collective mindset of wanting to succeed to do the same thing again and try and chase after. Okay, so what can I learn from that time when it didn't work? And so you work from that, you learn from that, you try it again, and it succeeds.
Exactly. That is, I think, the key part for it as well. It'd be one thing, too, if you were going in and you were playing risky, you were jumping in, you were picking those passes, you were thinking a little bit outside of the box, and then it doesn't work in your favor. That's okay, because then when you go back into training, when you go back into the second half, you can then sit there with the coaches and say, okay, this was great. I love what you did here. Here's how we can perfect it and make it a little bit better. That way, when you go into the next game, it's going to connect. You're going to have a little bit more success there. It's the same thing when you're trying new things. You're not going to be perfect right off the bat. That's just not how this works. It's about continuously doing it. The more you do it, the more you get better with it. And also, you know, sometimes you got to take risk. I mean, that's how you get better, and that's how you keep things moving forward. And it's, again, I think when you look at that first half, and it felt really timid. It felt really hesitant. It felt kind of just stale.
Well, and I think that you're still trying to figure out the relationships of the individuals
there. Yes, you're still figuring it out.
You're still wearing the name tag going into class. You're still, hello, my name is, at points. And you're trying to sit there and go, okay, so how does this individual want the pass? Do they want it on their right foot? Do they want it on their left foot? Can I respond over the top and doing something like that? All these relationships, you're learning on the fly. And Monday through Friday is one thing.
Yep.
But Saturday night is something else. And when you're trying to figure it all out, you're still trying to get it all squared away in the idea of, okay, we need to succeed. We need to be aggressive in doing this. If you're aggressive and it doesn't work one time, great. Try it again. Something might happen this time around, and you'll learn from it. You learn from it not being successful about how you can be successful the next time around and have that as your baseline going forward.
And that also helps, I think, too, in building confidence and building chemistry within the team, too. Because if you try a pass to a teammate and it doesn't land in the game, it's like, okay, all right, let's go into training. Let's see how we can perfect this and get this a little bit better. That way you see that same pass in the next game a couple of weeks down the road, and it's, oh, okay, I know what to do here. We did this before. I know what I did last time. It didn't connect. I know what to do this time to make it connect. We can go forward. That's where it comes into play here, is it's about building trust and building that chemistry and building those relationships on the field, because that's going to help going forward. And to do that, you have to be willing to take that risk, to take that extra jump and say, okay, you know what? I'm going to try this. If it doesn't work, all right, hey, then you know what? I'll take it. It was my mistake, but I'm not going to make it again. But at least we tried something. At least we made the attempt to try something to get things going forward.
And so here is my charge for all of us going forward. Take tonight, learn from tonight. Mm-hmm. What we all saw, what we all are taking from it. Take what we learned from tonight, what we saw from tonight, put it off to the side, put it in a folder, put it wherever you want to put it. Then when you see later in the season similar situations and these individuals that were out there tonight in San Jose, and if they have learned the lessons from tonight going forward, I think that's something that we all should look at from this moment going forward. The lessons of Cincinnati, the lessons of San Jose, who's learning those lessons, and who is applying them to what Tata and the staff want them to be out there on the field. That's the charge for tonight going forward.
I do want to ask, did you get anything else from listening to Tata as well?
You want me to try to read my handwriting?
John, it's your handwriting.
Yeah, but I'm trying to...
I can't read your handwriting.
No, and I can't read mine if I'm trying to listen to you, talk to you. Basically, it was just some quick things about Alexi, obviously getting more minutes and the acknowledgement that he is getting better and... they need him to be a more of a decisive presence out there as well. So like I said, I was trying to paraphrase at the same time. So stuff that we knew about Alexi and just the idea of Alexi getting more minutes and becoming more closer to 90 minutes match fit.
Yeah, because I do think he's going to be he's the puppet master.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be that playmaker.
Yeah, he's my point guard.
Yeah, exactly. Cue Master of Puppets by Metallica.
See, now, this is where Dom comes into play. Can Dom find that really when going forward
we're not,
this season?
We're not going to looking forward. Yes.
Yeah, looking forward this
yes.
season if we have those 8 and 5 9 moments.
I've been keeping that one in my back pocket for mixtape, just letting everyone know.
And then we get to hang on to Metallica for AM 5 9.
When I get to use it, I will jump up and down and scream. It'll be a very, very fun day.
Yes.
No, there's a lot of songs I actually have queued for the mixtape that I'm not going to reveal. But listen, it. Thanks to my dad for giving me the musical caliber that I do have, because it's a widespread. I have a lot of favorite genres. It's kind of wild. But anyway, that's besides the point. No, I think the biggest overall message is I think going into this home opener, you're back in front of your home fans. You're back at the Benz. You got a huge home stretch, too. That's the thing. You have the home opener, but then you have a couple of games at the home. You got to find points at home.
Mm-hmm.
You have to pick up some of those points here. But also, I do think this is an opportunity to improve, because in this matchup, we didn't see that. It kind of just felt like it was a stalemate. You got to find that improvement. We got to see that in the next matchup. We have to see that in the home opener.
And RSL took care of business against Seattle tonight. So they're going to be coming in on a high. And traditionally, Rio Tinto has been a difficult place for whatever reason. And by the way, the post-game press conference is over. So it was a Juan Barakal, and Jason may have some thoughts on Barakal since I was only listening to you in this particular segment.
I believe we might have one more player possibly. And once we do, we will let you know. But on the other side, we will actually go around the scores of MLS and recap everything that happened throughout the day today and possibly preview what's going on Sunday, because there's so much more action happening in MLS and also MLS Next Pro. So this is the Full-Time Report here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Welcome back in to the Full-Time Report here on 92.9 The Game. Madison Cruz and John Nelson. Recapping everything from Atlanta United's 2-0 loss to San Jose Earthquakes. Not the chaos we wanted to have in the matchups that normally do happen between San Jose and Atlanta. But it's one where I think there are some lessons learned, and I think you have to start seeing that improvement heading into next week. Before we do anything else, Atlanta United would like to remind you that for each Atlanta United clean sheet this season, they will donate $2,000 to the Children's Healthcare of Atlanta. This year's donation right now is still currently at zero, but listen, you head back into next week and you go back at home. It's an opportunity to turn things around. And I think that's exactly what you want to see from this side going forward. You want to see that change. You want to see that shift heading into this home opener. And I'm going to stress it, I think, now and as we continue on through the rest of the full-time report, and also, too, as we head into next week as well, is you have to get some points in this home opener. You have to do something. We got to see an improvement. And it's going to be, honestly, it's a really important game now, especially with this home stretch. You want to start out strong.
You've got RSL. Then after that, Philadelphia on Saturday afternoon, the 14th. Then after that, once again, you come back to a night game with DC United. That gets you through March. You've got an off week. And then beginning of April, once again, you're at a familiar place, Mercedes-Benz Stadium. So 1, 2, 3, 4 in a row. 4 home matches in a row. You're home for the entire month of March. And it's obviously RSL, it's Philly, it's DC. 3 different teams come at you 3 different ways. And then Columbus, we know what Columbus brings to the table with Henrik Rydström taking over for Wilfred Nancy. So you've got to start looking at these 4 matchups realistically with approaches. How many points do you think you should come out of these 4 with? And then after those 4, you're into April, and then you go once again to Soldier Field to take on Chicago. They're a team in transition. You don't know in year 2 of the Greg Berhalter administration what they're bringing to the table. It is Zinkernagel, it is Kuipers, and there are things to look at there with Chicago. But you have 6 of your next 7. 6 of your next 7 at home.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, you know, what, 18 points of your next 21 that you can max out at home. Last season, I think I'm bugged now. I've got to get I've got to find the number because I want it to be right. So last season, in the standings for Atlanta United, I'm looking at home wins and road wins. That's what I'm looking at with Atlanta United last year. So match race to see who gets there first.
I'm doing this too? Oh.
Well, no, okay. I didn't know. I thought you were traditionally. But anyway.
We're racing now.
Well,
all right.
You were 4-5 and 8. 4-5 and 8 last year at home for Atlanta United.
No, I want to know. All right, hold on.
4-5 and 8. I'm staring at it right now.
Oh, dang.
I got there first.
Dang.
4-5 and 8.
So you beat me to it.
4-5 and 8 last year at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. 1-11 and 5 on the road.
Yep.
So you look at that 1-11 and 5, obviously when we had our season preview here, that to me is one of the things that you have to improve upon more than the one win. That's an incredibly obvious thing to say, but you have to look at it in that context of you've got to at least match the number of wins at home that you do on the road, because that's, you know, another 9 points, another 12 points, what have you, to get you further and further up the table. But you've got to improve on 4-5 and 8 at home. And to do that with 6 out of 7 coming up, you have the opportunity to do that, to climb the table and get back into discussions about how things are turning around here in 26.
Yeah, and I think there's a lot of matches still going on in MLS right now. So I think we will go ahead and switch over to that as we wait and hopefully get Ronald Hernandez to from PayPal Park with Jason Longshore. We'll go ahead and recap everything that happened. We also have the 4 matches that did conclude before Atlanta United kicked off at San Jose. You obviously have the 3-0 victory for Chicago as they host Montreal. Then you had the New York Red Bulls under Michael Bradley take home the 1-0 victory at home against the New England Revolution. Colorado got things done at home as well and took down Portland 2-0. Minnesota was able to get the 1-0 victory over Cincinnati. And then Real Salt Lake, who Atlanta will be seeing next week in the home opener, they got it done at home against Seattle, a 2-1 victory for them. And then obviously the result here, San Jose 2-0 over Atlanta. Right now, currently in stoppage time, it is Dallas versus Nashville. Nashville on, John, if you're watching that one, or if you're watching, I believe you're watching MLS 360.
I am. So there with our friend Kevin Egan, 7 minutes
Amazing.
Are supposed to be on the clock.
Ooh.
But we don't know how far into the 7 they are.
A lot of time still to hopefully find a goal there. But right now, that's scoreless between Dallas and Nashville. As we move on to Houston versus LAFC. LAFC on the road. They had the 2-0 victory right now in the 87th minute. So an opportunity still. There's time is running out for Houston as they are going to be suffering a loss at home to LAFC. And then you go to Kansas City and Columbus, and that one has become a little bit insane as you're in stoppage time now. But it was 2-2, I think, only a couple minutes ago when we were looking. Kansas City was leading Columbus 2-1, so that one, chaotic.
Then you had 2-2, Rossi scored, and you had a penalty call from Sergei Demyanchuk, and the penalty was saved. So you had an opportunity for Columbus to go from tied at 2 to taking a lead at 3-2, and right now you're at 90-plus, and you're still tied at 2. Couple of notes, and Vancouver has put 3 on the board against Toronto out west. Thomas Mueller, 3 shots, 2 goals, and they're off and running in the first 40 minutes. So it's been a long day for Toronto FC, who signed Josh Sargent, and so we'll see how he integrates. But you look at Chicago once again, Montreal, they've given up 8 goals in their first two games this season. It's going to be a long year, I think, for Marco Donadel and CF Montreal.
Yeah, we also wrap things up tonight with MLS here on Saturday between LA Galaxy and Charlotte. That's going to be at 10:30, kicking off here really, really shortly. Before we toss it to break, we do have Ronald Hernandez joined with Jason Longshore at PayPal Park after the 2-0 loss to San Jose. So we'll go ahead and send it back to PayPal Park to hear some words from Ronald about the loss.
Here in San Jose with Ronald Hernandez. Ronald, what do you want to see different from this team next week that we haven't seen so far?
We need to remove this game. Unfortunately, our first half was not the standard that we play at this club. I don't know what happened. I cannot explain that. We are going to work on these areas next week, and then we need to remove this game and we need to bounce back at home with our people, with our stadium, with our fam. We miss to be in our home game, so it's gonna be really important. And just bounce back.
It felt like the team struggled at times for confidence. It felt like decisions were a little slow. Just it was like a half step off. Did it feel that way to you?
Yeah, I think we were a little bit out of rhythm. I don't know how I can explain that.
Yeah.
And they were on top of the whole first half.
Yeah.
They really know how to play in their stadium. We never really figured out how to build up from our keeper. But it's our responsibility. It's not only one. It's the full team. We are on this. We believe in ourselves. I think in the struggles, we need to see who we are. And then, like I said before, I'm so excited to be back at home.
How important will the fans be for you guys next week?
Huge, huge. We all know what the bias is about at the Mercedes-Benz with our people. So it's kind of tricky, this game. It gives us a little disappointment. But we need to be really smart. We need to manage our mentality and be consistent. And like I said, we need from everyone. This team, this club is about being together on and off the field. So we all know, we all talk about this game. And then hopefully this cannot happen again and we can bounce back at home.
Ronald, thanks for taking the time.
No problem.
I always do love getting to hear and chat with Ronald Hernandez after matches, whether it's win, loss, draw. I think he is just...
His openness and his honesty.
Exactly. Like, I think he wears his heart on his sleeve, and I think that's so important. I think especially when you hear the words after a match like that. And I really did love, he used the phrase a lot, and just bounce back, bounce back. And I think when you hear him, when you hear a lot of players talk about playing at Mercedes-Benz, that is something to look forward to, especially as you look ahead to next week for the home opener. There's going to be a lot of excitement. I mean, this is the first time that fans are going to be back in the stadium since Tata Martino was announced as the head coach. That brings a wave of excitement. You're going to get 17s in the door, getting to see the team play at home for the first time. You want to feed off of that energy, and especially coming in to a match where you need to pick up some points and you need to see that improvement. That is going to be key, and I think you need to use that and fuel that for you in that match.
Absolutely, and this is where I think the 17s are going to come in and be vital. Under normal circumstances, home openers, they're always special times. It's, you know, welcoming back, seeing your friends that you might not have necessarily seen in the off season. But coming back with everything that has changed, with the return of Tata Martino, now you're back in 2026 and you're seeing a team that is a work in progress coming through. But it's that home opener. And you've got a team in RSL that, once again, for the 15th year in a row, which is crazy, knocked off Seattle in Utah. And
wow.
Look, I'm going to show you. It says Seattle's annual LNSLC. That's 15 straight seasons. That's on the Twitter.
Wow.
It's on the 280 character app for RSL.
All right.
So you know what's coming to the table from RSL. It's going to be a tough. It's going to be a tough task. It's going to be the tall order that we talk about. But this is where I think that once again the 17s can give the players that lift when they need it to carry them through in moments and things like that. Not going to lie, first two matches have been rough, especially offensively. You're seeing the defense come together. That works in, you know, FOOTBALL sometimes in a new season where the defense comes before the offense does, and you end up getting wins, and, you know, and it's low-scoring games. But right now, in this version of football, the FUTBOL, not getting the ball in the back of the net, problematic. And that's what you're going to be working on with Atlanta United. As you come back home and you're 6 of 7, I cannot emphasize that enough. 6 of 7 at home that you can really get some damage done in the Eastern Conference.
Well, we're going to wrap things up here on the other side, put a little bow on everything, and get you ready for that next matchup on Saturday against Real Salt Lake. This is the Full-Time Report here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Welcome back into the Full-Time Report here on 92.9 The Game. Madison Cruz here and John Nelson in the Kia Studios. Wrapping things up as Atlanta United is coming home after a 2-0 loss to the San Jose Earthquakes. John, final thoughts as we wrap things up here. And as we move ahead to next week to Real Salt Lake, Atlanta United's back at home. First home game of the 2026 season, the home opener. Listen, I know for me, I'm excited about getting some of the new 96 6-month.
Oh.
So that's going to be my first stop when I get to the Benz on Saturday. But before we do all of that, I want to ask your final thoughts on the match against San Jose, but also to looking ahead to this matchup. What are some of the biggest things you need to see from this team heading into that matchup against Real Salt Lake?
Look, be aggressive in the attacking half, be aggressive final third. If you make a mistake, just brush it off. It happens. Don't make a mistake keep you from continuing to go forward when it comes to what the team is looking to accomplish. Don't let that hold you back from continuing to push forward and push forward and push forward. Don't let that hold you down. That's the biggest thing for me. Don't worry about it. So, and once again, going back to the Tata quote,
mm-hmm.
where paraphrasing, he goes, you know, it's the idea of it's one thing to be brave and play poorly. Biggest thing, be brave. Don't worry about the mistakes that you make. Continue to make sure that you are on the front foot. Remind RSL that they're not at Rio Tinto, that they are in a building that can be a fortress and will be a fortress and should be a fortress for the home opener. Remind RSL whose building that is, and you have the capability to do that.
I mean, make it a fortress.
Mm-hmm.
I think be loud.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's going to be the biggest thing. I think especially for the Five Stripes, it's going to be feeding off of that crowd, feeding off of the energy of being back in the Benz, back in front of your home fans. It's going to be the home opener of the 2026 season. It's going to be electric, and I think especially on all fronts, but I think it's even more electric and there's more weight to it because you do need to pick up some points and we got to see improvement from this side. But I'm going to quote Ronald Hernandez to close things out here for us at 92.9, and it's just remove this game and bounce back at home. That's exactly what Atlanta needs to do going into this matchup against Real Salt Lake. Listen, that's going to do it for the Full-Time Report. Join us again at 6:30 p.m. on Saturday, March 7th, over at Star 94 for our next broadcast as Atlanta United will take on Real Salt Lake. Special thanks to Dom Taroski, our producer in the studio, for Mike Conti and Jason Longshore, the voices of Atlanta United, and for John Nelson of Soccer Down Here.
Check.
I'm Madison Cruz. Once again, the final today, Atlanta United falls 2-0 to San Jose. This has been the Full-Time Report on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
When legacy automation starts impacting visibility and downtime, it may be time to consider modernization. Graybar's automation specialists work alongside your team to help you identify risks and map out realistic upgrade paths without unnecessary disruptions. Get started with a free health check of your operations and see what's possible. Yep, Graybar does that.
T-Mobile has an exclusive bundle for customers 55 and up.
I'm Sarah Bowl.
Yeah, I'm Frank Bowl.
A reliable network is key for us. And with T-Mobile, it's been wonderful. And going to the 55 plus plan saved us so much money.
A lot.
And that's important. Trying to keep costs down. The home internet's been perfect. It's fast. It's quick. The setup was so easy. It took less than 15 minutes.
It was like, ta-da! If you want simplicity, coverage, reliability, you want the whole package, T-Mobile has it.
Right now, T-Mobile customers 55 and up can get two phone lines on America's best network, plus America's fastest 5G home internet for just $30 each.
$30 per month each line with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Minimum age 55. Pricing for home internet rely on two lines of Essentials Choice 55. $35 connection charge per line required. Best mobile network and fastest 5G home internet based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence Data 2H 2025. All rights reserved.
Hi, I'm Steph, and I work at United Healthcare. When I think about United Healthcare's members, I think of my own family. My niece was diagnosed with an ultra-rare genetic disorder. I know how hard it is for families. At United Healthcare, we can make it easier.
I'm Brian. I care because I know what it's like to not speak the language. It's not easy. Health insurance is complicated. I would say our job is to make everything easy for our UHC members. I work for United Healthcare. I'm committed to care.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.